The Uhuru Solidarity Movement, an organization that advocates for equality and the end of oppression for all people, has an event planned entitled Overturning the Culture of Violence and Rape that will take place on Thursday, April 25th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Uhuru House's Aquaba Hall, located at 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. The event will feature a lecture by Penny Hess, chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee and author of the book Overturning the Culture of Violence, as well as a lecture by Gaida Kambone, Secretary General of the African People's Socialist Party. For more information about the event, I spoke with Penny Hess. Here is a portion of that interview. So I know that your lecture on April 25th will address the culture which exists internationally that appears to condone violent behavior and rape. Where is this most prevalent, and why do you think that it exists?
Well, I think that the question of sexual violence is very pervasive inside of the society of the United States and around the world. And I think that there's an origin to that. There's a reason to that. The fact is that our society and the social system is built on the enslavement of African people, the genocide of the indigenous people, and the colonial exploitation of Arab and Asian and oppressed people around the world. And I think that we use terms like the rape of Africa and the rape of the Americas, and that brings up a clear picture that sexual violence is just one more tool in the arsenal of violence used by the system to oppress people, to attack and occupy whole nations of people, to enslave them. And that it's not surprising that we live in a society in which rape is very pervasive, in which women's bodies are used to sell cars and everything else, in which it's even promoted so much in our society, even that women should do surgery to their bodies in order to look a certain way. Even that is a form of sexual violence. And where does this come from? It comes from a reality that indigenous women in this country were, by white settlers and the U.S. government, when the indigenous people were attacked in the wars against the indigenous people in order to steal this land, things happened, such as the attack on the people, indigenous people living in Sand Creek, Colorado, where women and children were killed by white volunteer cavalry living in Colorado at that time. And during that attack, women's organs, sexual organs, were cut out and used as saddle horns and hat bands and trophies and souvenirs. I mean, this was part of the violence and the genocide against the indigenous people. Right now, in the Congo, there's a war going on that nobody talks about. The Congo is a place where 87% of the world's reserves of the mineral coltan is to be found. 87%. And coltan is essential for the functioning of all cell phones and computers in the world. So Apple, Dell, all of these corporations have a huge stake in this war that's going on in Congo right now. And in that war, the U.S. has backed and trained the proxy forces that are carrying out this violence. And one of the things that they are doing is carrying out massive rape and hideous sexual violence against the women there. And again, this is funded and backed by the U.S. and benefited by U.S. corporations of every sort, and European corporations as well. So this is sort of the basis of this question of sexual violence as we see it as white people. And the reality is that we live on a pedestal based on this enslavement of African people, based on the genocide, and based on colonial wars of occupation that continue today around the world. That's what the situation is in the Congo right now, or in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in any part of the world where the U.S. is sending drones and violence, that this question of sexual violence is one of the tools in the arsenal of U.S. imperialism. And that's what we're talking about, that we're not going to be able to change a society that is rampant with sexual violence, as long as it sits on a pedestal of U.S. violence against the people on the planet Earth in order for us to experience the standard of living that we do. And this is the essential questions that we want to raise.
So how do you think that this culture of violence and sexual assault can be eradicated?
Well, I think that what is happening right now is that all over the world, oppressed people are rising up. They are giving voice to their own experiences and aspirations, whether it's in Egypt, whether it's in the Arab Spring, whether it's in Venezuela or Bolivia or other places in Latin America, whether it is in Asia or Africa. The people who had once for hundreds of years, centuries, been the objects of history are now coming forth as the subjects of history, taking on their own self-determination and throwing off just the ability of the U.S. and Europe with impunity to go in and do what it wants to do to any of the oppressed people's nations on the planet Earth in order to get the resources, the oil, the diamonds, everything else, the coltan that exists there. You know, this is how we have been able to live at the highest standard of living of anybody else on the planet, is because the people where the resources are in Africa and Asia and Latin America and here in this country, in the African community, the indigenous community, the peoples are oppressed so that their labor, their stolen labor, their land, and their resources have been able to benefit us. And I believe that if we want to end a culture of sexual violence, we have to end the culture of violence and stand in solidarity as oppressed people around the world are rising up and saying, it's not enough to say, stop the war against African and oppressed people, but victory to the people of Afghanistan, victory to African people, whether they're here inside the U.S. or around the world, victory to the people of Venezuela and every place else where the people are struggling for self-determination. That's the only way it's going to end. The system that created the sexual violence that is built on it will never end it. It uses it as a commodity. It uses it to keep its wealth, you know, stolen from everybody else, to keep everybody else intimidated and beaten down. And I think that we are facing an incredibly powerful period on this planet when all over the world people are throwing off this culture, this yoke of violence and oppression around people's necks and standing up and saying, our resources will benefit our children. We are going to live in a society in which all human beings on this planet can live in peace. And I am very excited to be part of this period of time. And this is what we're going to talk about. We want to take the question of sexual violence and put it into the context of the history of the founding of the U.S. and capitalism itself, and in the future of the self-determination and national liberation of oppressed peoples around the world.
And so on sort of a groundwork level, what can individuals do if they would like to enact change?
Well, they could come to this program and find out more. We can find out more about the Uhuru Movement. The Uhuru Solidarity Movement is an organization of white people that was formed by the African People's Socialist Party that leads the Uhuru Movement all over the world. We work in the white communities to win other people just like ourselves to say, look, we can only change the world for ourselves by standing in solidarity with all those who are changing the world by overturning this pedestal upon which we have been able to sit for so long. And that, we will also learn in this event that the Uhuru Movement is actually building everywhere on the continent of Africa, throughout Europe, among African communities, as African immigrants from Africa and the Caribbean are swarming into Europe just to be able to get a job because their resources have been plundered by European colonialism. And in the Caribbean, the Uhuru Movement is growing. In South America, country after country throughout Africa, there are supporters and actual organizations of the Uhuru Movement. So it is becoming a worldwide phenomenon that is growing, and that the white population has a relationship to it. We can be part of this by going back into our own communities and winning others just like ourselves to get involved with this incredible transformation that's taking on in the world under the leadership of the African Liberation Movement. So come to the event on Thursday, on April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Uhuru House in St. Pete.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much, Ms. Hess, for speaking with me today.
All right, great, and thank you, Tyler.
Once again, that was Penny Hess, chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee, discussing the event planned, entitled Overturning the Culture of Violence and Rape, that will take place on Thursday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Uhuru House's Aquaba Hall, located at 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.